the future we were promised.
Jinx and Sue podcast, episode 68. We're still back. We still haven't given up.
I know. I'm shocked.
I give up. I'm still here, though.
Were you ever here?
No.
For the most part. You're phoning it in.
Yeah.
Phoning it in!
No,
68 episodes.
I do have an announcement before we get started.
Really?
Oh.
Before I've even said anyone's name or anything.
Wow, what?
I have like...
The wedding's off, right?
No, I have half a boner.
I'm backing up.
That was not my fault.
How far can my mic reach?
I didn't
no, that's
do it.
It.
Oh, just, you're rocking a semi right now?
Yeah. It's like half, it's like when the support wheels are out.
I don't, what?
Wait, training wheels or?
What are you
no,
talking
like on,
about?
Like on a big rig. No, I don't know, I passed a truck and a boner.
What the fuck is he talking about? Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 68. Great way to start the show.
Boner.
My name's Joel Watson. I'm your host from HijinxandSue.com. With me, as most of the time, godless sodomite Josh Jeffcoat.
Yay.
On loan from the internet. And on loan from our neighbor to the south. Again, playing the part of Eli is Eli Luna. Hi, Eli.
Boner.
Why are you here and why are you talking about boners?
I had one.
Okay.
Took a while to get in here. I got bored.
And then there were, and then there was wheel talk.
Wheels on,
I don't know,
boner man. Trucks.
Boner trucks, sure. If we don't come up with anything better, then I guess this episode will be called the Boner Truck.
Or
the Boner Truck to Fun Town.
That's my
the
working
half boner truck.
My working
truck.
The chubby truck, the chub truck. So today,
it's no, it's a semi.
Oh, before I start.
Oh, come on.
No,
thank
no,
you. Thank you.
No.
See, it works both ways.
No, that was bad.
Thank you, Jesus!
Eli's enjoying the new iPad touchscreen horribleness interface for making noises.
I'm enjoying it, too.
What do you call that? The horribleness interface for... The soundboard is what we call it.
Yeah.
That's right. The horrible board. As always, our theme song is The Future by Spiraling off their album Time Travel Made Easy. Pick it up on the Information Tunes if you enjoy it, which I think you should. And our bandwidth is provided by Infinistorm, infinistorm.com/hijinx for VPS hosting and .NET app development and web design.
Broadcast over the internet live.
No?
Via tape delay.
Not at all. Not
oh, okay.
live at all.
That's right.
Somebody asked me today if we were going to do the... Could you not do that at all, again at all, not even once?
I will continue to do that, because right, well, I don't give a shit about what you say.
Put that over
here. I don't need that cup to make obnoxious sounds.
I'm sure you don't, but...
I'll touch it.
I'll
board.
Unplug it. I can't. I can stop you from being horrible, one way or another.
No.
Somebody asked if we were going to bring back the live stream. I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know. Why? Well, first of all...
Special occasions.
It completely negates the uncut show. Makes that so that was your invention. So if you like that,
okay. Special occasions then.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe
we'll,
for special occasions.
We'll do a
like
live.
If I have another boner, I'll phone it in.
Also, yeah. It's one more thing
to go wrong.
To go wrong and to make my computer stop.
Dude, this thing is barely hanging on. It's like the Alamo. The last 4 hours of the Alamo.
Really, it was the last 4 hours when everything went wrong. It was
yeah.
smooth
yeah.
sailing.
They're like, this is looking pretty good.
We're doing all right.
Oh shit! They brought ladders.
Oh, they brought guns.
Oh, and a fuck ton of Mexicans.
We didn't even bring guns.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
All we have is mythical figure Davy Crockett.
Almost an allegory for today.
What happened today?
Ladders?
No, I mean like present day, not today.
The Alamo.
What happened in the present day?
Never mind. Fuck What's off. Going
on? It's voting day.
I have no idea what.
It's just in.
Voting day.
Well,
ladders at the Alamo represent modern day
oh.
America.
I was talking about the Mexicans. They, not the ladders.
Oh, how they're coming over and doing the... Okay.
Using ladders.
I see.
To cross the river. They lay the ladder flat.
Yeah.
And they won't cross that.
So they don't get their ankles
wet. Hey, let me see if this is you. Talking to your thing?
Hello? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
you. Okay.
Why?
That I don't know. It seems like no matter how much...
way down.
It seems like no matter how much I turn down Eli, I can still hear him. And I don't know. I don't know what's going on. That's weird. I just tested yours. Never mind. So...
It's mandum.
Did you...
Mandism.
Which was on
Are
the Uncut
you literate?
Show.
Yeah. Pay for the Uncut
you were,
stuff.
You were voting for Prop 19, even though you're in Texas and it doesn't count. So that's what's wrong with you today.
Right.
I guess.
Did you just blaze one right before you got
No,
over
he goes to vote for the Texas senators.
Where do, like, I,
where do I vote for pot? Where's the booth? And they just sent him out in the back and he's like, stand in front of a dumpster and he's like, one vote for pot, please. Cha-ching.
Hello? This machine working?
There's an old broken slot machine out back for some reason. You're like, whoosh, whoosh, ting, ting. Oh, two chairs, no pot. Do it again. Pump 18 quarters into this, make my vote count.
See, because the kids keep pumping in the quarters. It's a gelatinous cube.
Oh, right. Noah's Arcade. I just opened my mouth and it came out.
Yeah, that's...
It's hip and it's cool and whatever.
Was today pot the vote day?
Yeah.
Also today?
Pot the vote, don't pot the vote, babe. Like, what do you
mean? Pot the vote, don't pot the
don't
vote.
Pot the vote
don't
over.
Tip the pot over. Yeah. No, today was vote for drugs day, I think.
Vote there's for that fly. There's that fly. Get it.
Where is it?
Right in front of you.
Where? On my mic?
Oh, it's gone. What? It was right by your mic.
Eli,
dude, this episode's going to be like Predator.
There's a fly in here.
Was it a real fly?
No, there's really a fly. There's actually a fly. Regardless of how...
I'm not tripping balls.
Potting the vote offense. Eli may or may not be.
This is going to be like Predator. Like, we're going to hunt this fucking fly in the next hour.
Actually, it's going to be more like Predator where the fly kills all of us. And in the end, Josh is covered in mud.
Right.
Come on, you fly!
I'm going to have me some fun. And then he's going to break a bick. Like on his forehead.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Apparently, I've seen Predator more times. Than you.
I think that's without question. I'm certain that you have. Mm. Hey, were you running were you running the timer?
Yeah,
the timer's going. It's right. Yeah.
Oh, I need to be able to see it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't design the iPhone.
Well, mine doesn't go off on its own like yours that's appears to.
Stupid.
What?
So, yeah, anyway, and then in the fly will turn on its self-detonator and mm-hmm. blow us all up. So, did anybody vote today?
I did.
Yeah.
What'd you vote for?
America.
Really? Did it win?
I said, where do I vote for America? Where's that? I
want to vote for two things, America and weed. Where's that at?
Oh, I was like, I want to vote for A-Team to come back to television.
Sure. Nice.
That was one of the ballot initiatives.
It was the write-in.
That was Prop AT.
I want to vote for cheese not costing an extra 59 cents at Whataburger.
What?
Yeah, fuck that noise.
Wow, can democracy really help us with all this?
You just abuse
my fan was making noise, so I just gave it a good slap upside the head.
Like most
shut the fuck up. You shut up and you sit back there and you blow air on my ass.
The best part is going to go
Josh?
Vote. When like when you go to vote and like people that don't own technology or the people that are like
keep
taking
going.
Your vote info.
Is he still talking?
Mostly.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm saying some like I'm just gonna do this.
Okay, go ahead. I'm done. No. See? Haha, it resists multiple inputs of stupidness. Okay, go ahead. Talk about technology. Whatever the hell you were talking about. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it's funny when the old people.
Oh, they are funny. They're stupid.
That run, who take our fucking votes, can't operate.
Take them to Mexico.
They can't. Yeah, we should just make a switch.
They're taking our votes.
At least we can learn. Like the old woman who was like taking my info. It took like 20 minutes for her to figure out like what is enter.
Eli, you're not supposed
to. Where's the mouse?
You don't vote at an old lady. You vote in a booth. If you just walk up and tell an old lady what you want to happen, nothing's going to
happen. No. He asked for the booth with the old lady, and then he was trying to swipe because he had the card thing, and then there was an awkward swiping that happened.
Am I supposed to put this in?
Was your debit card approved?
No, they were.
We pay to vote now?
I tried putting in my Lone Star food stamp card.
Your WIC card?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? WIC? W-I-C?
And then instead of voting, I got like a quarter gallon of milk.
When it's like when the Walmart self-checkout screams at you to pick your method of payment, and then one of them is like if you're poor, and then it screams at you that you're poor.
Attention.
No, it is. It's like
poor person on aisle 7.
Swipe my carrots. Beep, beep. Swipe my Drano. Beep, beep. And candy bar. Beep, beep. Please select your method of payment. Oh, shit. Poor person card. Beep, beep. Please swipe your poor person card, you fucker. Oh, shit. Oh, God damn it. Shut up. You're looking for the speaker trying to cover it up. Cramming a tomato into it.
It's coming over the intercom.
Shut the fuck up.
By that point, the black person has already run out of the store.
What black person? What are you talking about? When did this get racist?
I thought we were talking about
it. No, I just said poor people.
What?
God damn it.
It's good to see some things never change. That's...
We are, listen, only white people listen to this show. I think we all know that.
Hope we get a caller.
I think we know this is a safe.
You know what? This is your cue to make a new this is a recurring safe... black character for the comic.
This is, no.
No.
What? I'll get in trouble if I do that.
The only recurring
black character has only been in one comic, and it's Nerd Judge. No, wait, Nerd Judge was white. Never mind.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Never mind.
You have never had a single one.
Nope. I would get in trouble. I'm comfortable making fun of everything that I have access to, but I have no connections to blackness.
I can't wait for the next podcast when we get a phone call in that's like, yo, what up? I'm a brother, and I listen to the show.
I hope it goes just like that.
Big fan.
Hello. What up?
Slam dunk.
I'm a brother.
I gotta go.
Who was that? Was it like Charles Barkley or...
It is Charles Barkley.
Magic Johnson?
It is me.
Was it Charles
Magic Johnson?
Michael Jordan with his Hitler stash?
It is.
What was
He's
that?
A white supremacist.
Well, it's true.
Listen, there is no...
He does Hanes commercials.
There is no level of richness that you get to where you think you can rock the Hitler stash and get away with it totally scot-free.
Are we sure about that?
No, he's sitting there wiping his ass with like a wad of $100 bills. He's like, you know what I could do?
I think you underestimate his wealth. I think
fuck all these people. Hitler
now,
stash.
We talk about like some Asian rich guy.
Hitler stash. Mm-hmm. I win. Michael Jordan wins. Deal with it, America. So, bringing it back.
So you remember before we started the show when I was like, hey, do you have like an agenda or a table
yeah, I do.
Of contents?
It's right here.
Yeah, because... Awesome.
Trying to keep it loose.
Was Michael Jordan's Hitler stash on your
agenda?
That is
the third item on the list.
Damn it.
It
was.
Look, I'll read it off. Eli makes no sense. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two was random racism. Number three was Hitler stash. Oh, and voting.
Oh.
Voting's on here, too.
Welcome to Costco.
So, again, I ask you, what did you vote for? Because I haven't even left the house. I feel bad. I didn't leave the house today. But I don't even know what I would...
Governor.
Why would you vote for governor in Texas?
Voted for democracy.
What would you vote... Why would you even... Vote for the guy that's not already the governor in Texas. It's not
going
to matter.
Because you have to pretend I'm helping.
But you're not. It's just kind of silly. I feel like I'm torn between the people that say...
You're part of the problem, Joel.
I feel torn between the people that say that and say, if you don't vote, you don't have the right to complain. And then realists like me that say, yeah, Rick Perry is just going to win again because it's Texas. What are you going to do?
You have to try.
Yeah, Texas. But see if there's like
if the Republican candidate for governor was like a muskrat with three legs, and Sarah Palin was his running partner, that would win.
But if there were 200,000 of you that were like, well, he's not going to win anyways.
Yeah, there might be not in Texas.
That's a pretty big problem
in Texas. Those guys live in the mountains.
Yeah,
because he lost by about 200,000.
It'll always be that way.
Yeah.
You can't fix Texas.
Because all 200,000 of you are like...
If you keep saying that, you won't.
I think you just have to leave Texas.
My civic duty.
I did jury duty.
Duty.
Did I tell you about doing jury duty?
I don't know. Maybe.
Did you get arrested like Josh?
No, that was different. I think we've already told that story on an ancient podcast, but...
Yes, my incarceration joy.
No, I got my thing that was like, you need to come to jury duty, and I've never been called before. I don't know how I've managed to not be called until this point, but I live in a tiny, tiny town, so I assumed it would be like nothing, you know, like there would just be no one there, and it would
little
be like
Jimmy stole a candy bar today.
Yeah, I assumed it would be something involving a silo.
Was Madlock there?
Right. Yeah,
Madlock.
I'm just a country lawyer. But we all know that
outward
we can't trust.
But a rape you woman.
We can't trust colored people, and so I was like, "Yeah, vote you know guilty." So, so I go down there a couple of weeks ago, and there was like 37 seats, 36 seats, and like 12 people showed up, which gives me like a 50-50 chance.
Nice.
And I was in seat like number 9, and the guy goes, "It's probably going to be you guys." Like we just kind of go in order, so yeah. There's really no chance these the other like people on the other half are gonna go. So I get called. I was here at like 7:30 in the morning, and I get called in, and it's a lady that had a traffic violation for speeding 55 in like a 25.
Oh shit!
And it was a work zone, and there were workmen present,
and like a daycare.
Yeah, and there were babies crawling across the street like ducks. And the funny
so
thing was...
So you sent her to prison for life.
Yeah, well, we had an electric chair. So the funny thing was, though, the lawyer, the prosecutor, kind of wanted to play Matlock. Like, he wanted to play L.A. Law. So he brings up the cop that was there. And all of his questions to the cop were designed to either make us feel stupid or make that woman seem incredibly stupid. So he was like, how fast was she going in her car?
She was going 55. I clocked her at 55 miles an hour.
And what was the posted speed limit?
It's 25 miles an hour.
And what did you scan her speed with?
It's a LIDAR. It's laser radar. LIDAR is very accurate. Very accurate.
And what is a laser?
It shoots a beam. It's about 3 inches.
Are those accurate?
Was 3 inches is
3 inches small?
It's very small.
Like, how big is a car compared to 3 inches?
Much larger.
So it's highly likely that you scanned her car and no other car. All of this was after she admitted to speeding. Her opening statement was, look, I know I was speeding, but there weren't any workmen there, so the fine should not be doubled. And then they still go through the whole thing. Like, is it better to go the speed limit or to not go the speed limit and go faster?
It's better to go slower. It's better to not go faster. It's dangerous.
You'd already...
There was like 45 minutes of that.
Yeah, like your rope already. Like,
yeah, no, I was hanging myself in my
like
jury
chair.
Checking
for strength and...
the tensile strength of the hangman's noose. Yeah, it was pretty awful. We got back there to deliberate, and I was like, hey, I'll be the foreman. I think this is pretty open and shut. She
obviously
she
murdered
admitted it.
That man.
Well, it's like she admitted it. She admitted speeding, and the cop had pretty good proof that there was workmen there. So, I mean, open and shut, right? Every three of the people of the six of us went nuts. They were, I've seen TV. I need precedent. I need the definition of the word road. And everything had to be submitted in writing. So I'm literally writing questions like, please define what a work zone is as, and also roads and grass. And okay, get that back. And I'm like, they said the road is the thing you drive on that you're not supposed to speed on. But no, that doesn't do it for me. By the definition, blah, 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 blah. And it was like a 3 or 4 hour process. So anyway, we killed her. She's dead.
No, that's what I expected. Did you?
Texas justice.
Yeah.
Walker was there. He karate chopped her right in the face.
Guilty.
Walker
Texas
told me
justice.
I have AIDS.
Yeah. Well, Walker told her that she had AIDS. Karate chopped her right in the face. Haley Joel Osment went there. Needed a roundhouse. Kicked her face off. All right. We'll be right back.
This is not the future we were promised.
Hi, Jinx and Sue Podcast, episode 68. Did you know that it was Halloween this week?
Oh, yeah.
The thing where the people with the dress-ups and the costumes and whatnot.
Arg.
Did you do anything? Dia de Muertos. No, that's not what that is. That's something different.
It's actually on the first.
Mm. It's a different thing. It's not Halloween.
Yeah,
no, nope. You're dumb. You don't know anything about Mexicans. Sorry.
We eat burritos on that day.
Okay, so...
with the spirits of the dead that have been lost.
The burritos that have gone on before.
With honey maple ranch.
Ranch.
What'd you do for Halloween?
Nothing. Nothing, but we did watch...
You just said you went to a haunted house.
That was week before.
That was a week before.
Okay, we'll talk about that. That was for Halloween. That was...
You really should have gone, because it was pretty sweet.
I wasn't invited?
No, he actually wouldn't like it.
I worked in a haunted house. I worked in a haunted house
Why would he not like it?
2 years. Because I don't like fun things, apparently.
Well, it was obnoxious and...
Loud.
And it was extremely loud.
There was moments of vertigo. You probably would have turned into, like, Lucille. Because they were, like...
Oh, actually, I almost threw up in the spinning tunnels. Well, like, by the time the third one was going, I was just like...
So we went... What was the name of that? It was called Cutting Edge?
Yeah.
It's like the world, or...
It's one of the biggest ones in the world.
But it's in Dallas?
At least in the U.S. It's in Fort Worth.
Oh, I wouldn't go to Fort Worth.
Right.
Well, and it
that's
was...
Why
I have a ban on... No, that's not why you didn't invite me, but I have a ban on Fort Worth.
But no, it's because we knew you wouldn't go.
Permanent ban.
Well, like, James told us he was going to take, like the, it's hours you have to wait to get in.
Duh.
Hours.
So how long did you wait?
We could have got in right
30 minutes.
4 minutes.
Yeah.
4.5 minutes.
Well, we got there early before they opened.
To beat the crowd.
Right.
Which was a success.
They had a huge... Yeah, they had like a... Like the cow like wrangling up area that was like huge. Like, this is where all you people are going to wait. I was like, oh my God, this is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, half the parking lot is designed to have people roped in.
Was it one of those things where they basically erect like a steel building and then convert the inside?
Turns out it was
an old abandoned warehouse that they
bought. It's an old meat packing factory. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Did it remove any of the meat?
It didn't seem like it.
There are areas where there's still very clearly, like, we didn't build anything here. We just, like, threw some big cobwebs on the existing meatpacking equipment.
Huh, right.
Try not to die.
Don't put your hand inside this.
It was pretty cool. I did not think that it was going to take an hour and 25 minutes to walk.
That's too much.
No. Yeah, see? Yeah, it was pretty cool. Because it was cool. There were different sections that all had different themes that were... I mean,
there was some pretty cool stuff.
There were a few legitimately creepy things, and I did fall down that one time.
Yeah, because I saw his silhouette up in front of us fall backwards, and I was like, "Oh, Josh just went down." Yeah. There goes Josh.
So you just step out of the way, and let him go down the stairs.
Yeah,
the rest of the way,
pretty much. See, well, what I was telling these guys afterwards was like, I didn't really like to take point because I don't get jumpy. Like, if someone jumps out in front of me, I'm like. I kind of grew up in the ghetto, so I can tell the difference between fake gunshots and real gunshots. Because when I hear real gunshots, that's when I try to get everybody down.
Right.
But these, I was like, clearly were for fun.
Yeah.
So some dude will run out in front of me, he's like, rawr! And then I'm like, hey, what's up?
It was pretty fun, though. They let me
go.
No,
but it still was fun.
So.
Did Denise lose her shit?
She was uncomfortable in a few spots.
Yeah, there were a couple spots that were, like, actually pretty cool. I like the poltergeist, like the TV with the white noise.
That was a cool. They had a couple of really good distractions. Like,
yeah,
here's the like slightly
misdirection.
Thing. Totally
sure.
Look at it, and then there were a couple of good ones.
But and then it was funny because we went down a flight of stairs, and then that flight of stairs went down like 3 or 4 times. So I'm like,
yeah,
where are we?
That was the most disorienting part because it was 2 stories, and we went in on the first story, and then we went up once, and then we went down once, and then we went down, like.
I was the sub meat basement.
Yeah,
it was weird,
and
it was very disorienting. But
it was cool though.
Were there any Saw type situations where you had to decide which one of you would die?
No.
Yeah, but that had nothing to do with the
house. It wasn't the haunted house. It was
They did have one thing. By the time
porta potty situation.
By the time you get all the way through the whole thing, like, there are places where there are literally no lights at all, and you just kind of have to like feel your way through. Which is those are the creepiest things because you just don't know
where
to trust your footing.
That was funny because I did walk into like a little nook, and there was like one of the costume guys in there, and I like walked right up in front of him. And I'm like, and he's like, You want to go that one? And I was like, oh, sorry.
You're staying on my cape.
Sorry, yeah.
You're
on sorry, my cape. Scalabro.
You're on my cape.
Yeah.
Get off my cape.
But by the time you get to basically the end of it, they actually have this, like, everybody sits and waits in one big room, and they get about, like, 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are four doors in front of you, and there's a maze. And they give you a glow stick, and then there are no lights.
So it's a rave.
Sort of, yeah. But then you have to go through the maze, and you're looking for a panel that says, like, it's like black light reactive, and you can only see it when you wave the glow stick over it or something.
Weird.
And it says, I want to live, and then you push on that panel, and then that's the exit to the maze. And then they give you, like, 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, it's about 10 minutes.
Then they set the whole thing on fire.
Right, and then everybody dies.
Yeah.
But what was cool about that, like, we didn't find the exit, and then after the time's expired, they turn on all the floodlights, and then they have, like, clearly marked, like, this is your way to the fire exit. And apparently,
because otherwise you'd be holding up the billion people behind you.
Right. So, but apparently the people that find the real exit get to go to the final section of the haunted house. Because
you face Jason, or
I don't know.
It's like dream. It's like dream.
You pull Freddy out of the dream, and then you
use D&D to pull Freddy. Okay.
But then after that, they have to get everybody out of the whole haunted house, and so for the first half, they have lots of areas that are just completely pitch black, and you can't see anything at all. And then for this area, they had like misting and fog machines on full blast with like a single bare bulb in the room, so everything is bright white. To the point where you can't see anything at all. And that was actually one of the freakiest parts, because Jeff was there with us, and so we were trying to get through there, and we ended up going in a circle, because there's no... You can't see the walls, you can't see anything. It's literally, you get about a foot of depth perception, and then you can't even see your hands anymore.
Mm.
And we got lost in that, and then, like, because everybody's coming out of the maze at the same time, so there's people, and, like, we keep walking, and then we just can't hear other people anymore. And then I was just like... Oh, this is how it ends.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. Well, let's just do it. So you did it.
It was fun.
No, I mean, you...
Oh, no, no.
You fucked.
Not in the...
I found them. I, like, walked.
The guys, we found the door. Huh? Oh,
what?
Sorry.
Oh,
that's not a door.
Thought we were going to die. So we started doing it.
Yeah.
Well, let's escape protocol.
Well, no, it's funny. Have you?
If you think you're going to die, or if you think you're going to have to wait a long time, or...
You at least got to get one off.
If your food's not ready yet, or... they're changing your oil.
I'm getting off right now.
Yeah, I mean, if there's anything when there's more of like a 15-minute delay.
Why they have like oil changes in less than 10 minutes?
Yes,
because like,
they want to get you
please.
Out. And their bathrooms are locked. That's why.
Yeah. Right.
Or they're, yeah.
Anyway.
They're welded shut.
It was pretty cool. And then after that, you have to walk through this giant tunnel that they've foamed, like soap sud foamed.
Yeah.
Completely solid, and then you have to like just
walk through.
That
was the party.
Evan went first, though, which was awesome, because he's like
8'2",
6'8", or something ridiculous.
9'17".
He's the biggest one of us, and he went first and literally carved like a
huge... Evan-shaped hole
in the hole, like all the way down the entire hall.
That was nice of him.
Sadly, I didn't go to that line, so I walked out completely soaked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that picture you posted. I didn't know why soap was involved.
Top to bottom.
Like, I figured they were like, you guys have been in here sweating for an hour and a half, so we're just going to go ahead and give you a shower.
Yeah, no, it actually smelled like... That was the same water they used to, like, bathe dogs.
Sure, sure.
So.
Haunted house dogs. Is there ever a point where they just unleash dogs? You just have to run?
No, but they did have a T-Rex.
There was a T-Rex. That was such a
It really didn't make any sense.
It was
sense.
Such a...
So, the theme kind of went, like, it's dark, and then, like, dudes dressed as, like, vampires jump out, and you're like, ooh. But then you walk through the Event Horizon tunnel, you know, where the room is spinning.
Yeah.
And you have to cross the bridge, and the light, like... That, what is that?
The tunnel just spins around you. I don't know.
Yeah,
Event Horizon Tunnel is what it was.
Yeah.
That is the scientific name for it.
Right, you have to walk through that.
That made me want to throw up the
first time. And then it turns into, like, a morgue. And then it turns into,
you have to perform a,
yeah. Well, there was, like, autopsy. Yeah, there's the doctor stuff, then there was the meatpacking stuff, then there was, like, the white picket fence, like...
That was cool. There was a 1950s nuclear.
Nuclear.
Okay. You know, the whole like Cold War era sort of vibe to it, which is actually kind of cool. And they were playing like the sirens, like
sirens.
The
and Kennedy comes out and tells you that you have to
actually,
push the button.
I was kind of like, waiting on that.
Yeah.
You era have to push the era button to drop the era bomb. on it Nagasaki.
Was, it was at the era. End of the white picket section when there's just like a T-Rex head.
Yeah, it was like
just like and it, well, there was it like, doesn't no, really no, no, do there much. Was like,
there
was
please, like, era, step oh, over the dinosaur like carcass.
There was like, there were, like the tornado. Family. There was like the windy tornado room.
Yeah, and then the very oh, and then the, this big Mack truck comes out. You know,
that was the Mack truck,
was and I was like, cool. Oh, that's pretty cool. And then like. Like this dinosaur head, like of a T-Rex, comes in, and it's kind of like
just puzzling.
And then, well, and but then it's like already out when you come around the corner, and it's just like,
and then it resets.
Yeah, and you can see that
it was just such a fail.
And Kennedy's riding the dinosaur head,
but it didn't. It was like, when did Jurassic Park become
clever girl or her?
Yeah, we really couldn't.
He or left us.
Is this a Vegisaurus era or a Metasaurus? No.
Oh my god. JFK Gordon Jurassic
Park. That should be. Oh man, I want that done to like a handful of episodes.
Have you ever heard of Chaos Theory? Era.
Guess he had to go.
My era goddamn arms have era been bitten off by Velociraptor.
Shoot her.
Era. Shoot. Nah.
Oh man, there's so many movies I want.
Ian! Don't.
Hold on to.
Wait.
Your butts.
Move. Freeze. Their vision.
This
is era.
Based Unix. On.
I, era, know nope. This.
All right. That's. That bit has overstayed.
Oh, Jesus.
Or, oh, man, I want to see. No, I'm just saying, I'm thinking of. We can talk about this in the post show, but I want to think of, like.
No, we could do this forever.
The 10 movies that I want that, like, subtitled over.
You want Kennedy to do the voiceover, you mean?
Yeah.
For movies? Go for it.
We're gonna,
go for it.
We're going
number 10.
To the Kennedys.
We, are,
We make these dinosaurs not because it is easy. But well, because it is hard, awesome. Because it is cool.
We are going to need a bigger boat.
Would Jaws also be era? We eat these boats not because it is easy.
But because they're delicious.
They're tasty.
Era.
Was it Liev Schreiber in that movie? Was that his name?
What?
Roy Scheider?
Roy Scheider.
Roy Scheider.
Liev Schreiber is...
Who's he?
He's an actor from like, today. What?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Never mind. He's a director.
He was in the Wolverine movie. He was Sabretooth.
Okay. Right. He was in Jaws. That's right.
Yeah.
He was Jaws.
Sabretooth was Jaws. That's correct.
Was it Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider, Liev Schreiber, and John F. Kennedy in Jaws.
I'd watch that.
That's the one that I've seen. Well, Rob Schneider gets cursed, and he turns into a shark.
Rob Schneider is...
The shark. Dear.
I did watch...
Oh, I was going to say. We're done. Go ahead.
Hard Candy recently.
Again, sure.
No, I showed it to Denise for the first time.
Oh, no.
That's going to make the marriage go wrong.
I'm going to cut off your balls, because you're a child molester.
I forgot because I only saw it that one time when we all saw it.
That is the prequel to Juno.
Yeah, it is.
Just a couple of years later, she gets pregnant.
Right.
By George Michael Bluth, and then
she realizes,
man. Shouldn't have cut that guy's balls off.
It was about as tense as it was
the first time.
The first time,
yeah. Really, but worse because you kept looking over at Denise because you knew it was coming.
So, anybody want a soda?
You want any popcorns?
Yeah. You know, what made me almost as uncomfortable was...
We should watch Happy Gilmore after this.
God, shut up.
High fives. I just remember your wife also being... I just remember your wife also being in the theater and everybody looking over and she's like...
She's like, just weirded out as you guys.
Because this is kind
of
awkward.
But speaking of uncomfortable movies, have either of you seen The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
No.
Oh my god.
You said it was very rapey.
There's so much rape in that movie, and they pretty much show all of it. Like,
really?
I mean, there's no.
It's a trilogy. Yeah. It's a trilogy of Swedish movies.
Right. So you have to read it, so I know it's going to be
hard. But that's the first one, right?
Yeah, it's the first one.
Same
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, then there's like the girl that played with fire and the girl that kicked the beehive or hornet's sat on the hornet's or nest. Or
yeah, spin-off from Harry Potter? What is it?
Yeah, no, has nothing.
Put the magnifying glass on the ants. That's the fourth one.
Yeah. It was actually really good.
So what's it even about?
It's...
Dragons.
Swedes?
It's about rape.
How many of them are vampires?
There are no vampires, but there are at least three rapes in the movie.
I'm the last one.
But what's the premise of the movie?
Progressively worse.
What's the premise? Rape?
No, it's...
Tattoos.
There's this rich family, and like 40 years ago, one of their daughter like disappeared and got killed or something. And
raped to death.
It was... Well, we'll get there.
Oh. Jesus. Tattooed to death.
Yeah.
Then raped.
Or tattooed the death. Word
but,
rape on
but the case was yeah. never solved. Like, they could never find her body, and they could never
well,
have
any suspects.
Well, they didn't
want to. I mean, nobody liked her.
But the old dude of the family is like, talk to some guy that's like, look, I know you're really smart. Right? You should, you know, look into the case.
Okay, so it's a murder case type movie.
Yeah, it's a murder mystery.
But then everybody gets raped at the end.
Right.
Okay. We'll be right back.
This is not the future we were promised.
Jinx and Sue podcast, episode 68. I can't believe what just happened.
It is very, very important that you pay for premium content.
If you never...
You are both whores.
If you just, one time, if you just want to know what goes on in the uncut show, this is the one to do it. This is the one.
We unleashed.
There was definitely
it was like when Clubber Lane...
The rapist.
There was a fountain of ridiculousness. Clubber
Lane just unleashed onto Rocky. That's what that was.
So, Rocky so, three. This week, they brought out the more concept photos from the overly aborted Superman movie from the 90s.
Wait, the Kevin Smith one?
Well, because it was like six, there was like six incarnations, one of them being Kevin Smith.
You're going to have to bring me up to speed on some of this.
Okay.
And the listeners.
Oh, God, okay. You should have read.
That's what we do. It's called a reset.
So, first of all...
reset it.
They found... There was only production art from the Tim Burton mid-90s, early 90s. That was late 90s. It was like 98.
I thought it was like 98.
It was like 98.
Something. Where was this? Where did you find this?
All over the goddamn internet.
No, I know, but wasn't there like a link that you put
up? Maybe IO9 is probably where I saw it, but it's also on Sci-Fi Blaster and everywhere, really. And so they... There had only been some production stills, and it looked like... first, there was that sort of Photoshopped Nick Cage as Superman,
yeah.
And then there was a concept drawing that was like H.R. Giger's Superman, basically. So then they found this sort of like Tron costume test that was going to be in Tim Burton's Superman. So
yeah, it was like oily and translucent and
it was like a highlight costume.
Electro bolt shit.
With Tron.
So
yeah.
Weird.
It reminded me of around that same time as when Superman they made him blue and gave him electron powers in the comics. It was actually really bizarre. But anyway. So they these pictures started coming out and so I started doing some reading about like what this movie would have been and why it never got made. It's insane. It's completely insane. It starts out as Superman Reborn, which was going to be sort of a movie version of the death of Superman from the comics. It's around 93.
They started that before they did the death of Superman in the comics.
Okay.
It was totally unrelated, but it was still about him.
Well,
dying.
They wanted Doomsday in the script, so I think it had something to do with
the first
comics.
One had nothing to do with the comics. It predated the comics.
Shut up. Okay. Fuck so, anyway. The only place this movie was ever referenced, though, was at the International Toy Fair. They basically brought out some prototype toys and were like, would you buy this if this was a movie? And then that never went anywhere. Then they bring on, let's see, late 90s is when they bring on Kevin Smith to sort of rewrite this. But this is where John Peters, the producer, comes into play. John Peters is a really interesting guy. He was, I think, married to like Barbara Streisand for a long time. Or
what?
Hang on, I have to look him up because the details of his life are quite interesting. Let's see.
He talks a little bit about this in
Evening with Kevin Smith.
The first one.
Yeah.
Which was really interesting because I was like, huh, who would have known?
Okay, he started out as a hairstylist. So there's already...
Oh, Barbara Streisand's husband? Or Barbara Walters' husband?
No, Barbara Streisand, I'm pretty sure. Let me see if I can find it.
Was he fabulous?
Let's see. Liner, blah, 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 blah. Began dating... So yeah, Barbara Streisand. He dated her forever, produced a couple of her albums. They worked together on various things. And then at some point, he ended up producing Batman, Michael Keaton's Batman, and Rain Man. He was the head of Sony Pictures for 2 years until he got fired. This is interesting. In November 2008, Peters was sued for sexual harassment by his Superman co-producer, Brian Quintana.
What?
Yes. And in 2008, he sued this guy, Ronald Wayne Grigg, for a campaign of deceit that included hiring an assistant with the company money. Shit. I just lost my thing. Stealing his computers and drugging and raping two women at his house.
Woo!
So this guy's already...
Awesome?
He's already awesome. He's already, like, the best guy. So he is the one that gave Kevin Smith three rules about writing Superman. And Kevin Smith does talk a lot about this on The Evening with Kevin Smith, but it's number one, no red and blue suit, too faggy. That was his first rule. His words, too faggy. Number two, Superman must not fly. Flying's gay.
Yeah.
And number three, giant spider.
No, wasn't there also no Fortress of Solitude?
Oh, I don't know. That's mentioned in what I read.
But you can have Superman without that. That's not important.
Yeah, no. That's fine. But no flying, no red and blue suit, and giant spider.
Yeah.
Then he comes back at Smith with a few other rules. Number one, he needs Brainiac was the villain, or one of the villains. Brainiac needed a gay robot sidekick.
Woohoo!
He specified a lispy gay robot. He's like, hey, y'all. Beep, boop, bop, boop. I'm a robot. He's a southern
I like
gay.
Robot dick.
Yeah, gay robot. And then number two, that they needed sort of a... Oh, Lex Luthor was the other villain, obviously. He needed a pet space dog that they could turn into a little Muppet action figure to sell to kids.
Oh, my God.
No faggy suit.
Yeah. Now,
no flying.
The way that Kevin Smith handled the no flying, giant I actually kind of liked.
Yeah, it was always a blur.
Because, basically, he causes a sonic boom every time he flies, because he always flies faster than the speed of sound. And it's just a streak that you can't even focus on, so it's just like a smear. Sound.
I was just hoping that when
Superman is just a smear.
When he flies in the city.
When Superman's flying in the underground, you could see it in something.
I would just imagine whenever he flies off in the city, it's like, boom, and like,
goosh.
Glass and building.
You've got to stop flying!
Seriously.
It's like when Neo's flying in Matrix.
Yes,
the second
take
one.
A cab.
He just kills Superman. Like a few hundred thousand people.
Yeah.
Boosh.
So I wanted to put in my 2 week notice because I'll be retired. What happened to that dude? Oh, his head exploded.
He was blown up by Superman flying.
Because that guy, Jesus,
like,
had to fly
Superman
by.
Superman causes scanners.
Yeah, pretty much. You just start bleeding from all of your head holes. So Kevin Smith begrudgingly turns in this script as he is exactly instructed to. He first turns in an 80-page outline, and this guy, John Peters, made him sit there and read him the entire thing. He's like, you read this right now. Read this to me. While I touch myself. You read this out loud. Read it slow. Read it soft. And
quietly.
Let's see. He wanted Lex Luthor's space dog to have sort of a Chewbacca feel to it, so there's that. And
Chewbacca's not a dog.
Right.
He's a walking carpet.
That right.
Brainiac's robot assistant, Elron. This is interesting. Was the name of the was Elron. And he wanted him to be a gay R2-D2 with attitude.
Quote. 3PO is the gay one.
That's right. He obviously doesn't know his Star Wars.
R2 is asexual at best.
He's beep boop bop boop robot.
Dude, that guy is so hardcore. He's like Chuck Bronson.
Chuck.
What's his cologne
Bronson.
Called?
Mandom.
Mongoloid?
Mandom.
It's like fandom.
Look it up.
Fandom, but with men. Or femdom, but with men.
Kingdom with men.
I don't believe that
or
part
dick,
of it.
Dick mandom.
I like the dick part, but not the dick the king part.
Dick dom. The dominant dick.
Yeah. So anyway, then Tim Burton gets a hold, and they paid Tim Burton $20 million, whether it got made or not.
Oh, in crack. I thought you just meant like
the... Yeah, no, $20 million cocaine, crack cocaine. And then he comes up with the, like, H.R. Giger black Superman costume, and then apparently something to do with this translucent body armor Superman that's out there now. But it's the craziest fucking story. If you read the Superman film series Wikipedia article, it's way longer than there are Superman movies. Like there's like four Superman movies, and then there's like 19 entries in this article about all the horrible shit that never got made. Zack Snyder was going to make it for a while. Batman versus Superman was actually going to happen. I think Josh Hartnett was Superman.
Sure.
Paul Walker was either Batman or Superman. This is the first time they contacted Christian Bale to get him to be Batman, and he turned it down. And then there was J.J. Abrams in 2002 wrote Superman Flyby, was the first idea to reboot Superman, and then it fell through.
It's so hard to imagine that you can fuck up something like Superman.
I mean, it's pretty goddamn obvious what you have to do. They fucked it up since the third movie, though. I mean,
the problem is that we've already had the first movie, which covers the only interesting thing that has ever happened to Superman.
The origin?
Ever. Right. It's a kid growing up not understanding how his powers work, and then he figures that out, and now I can save people. He's fucking Superman.
Yeah.
He doesn't have real problems
No, not really.
Like, puberty was his real problem, which is your only excuse for ever having watched Smallville, but he's so far past that.
Yeah.
Like, he's not watching sex ed films in school and accidentally setting the fucking projector on fire.
Yeah, that was
from
horrible.
His eyes.
Sure. From his dick eye.
Because he was horny.
Yeah, he shot flames out of his dick and blew up the school.
But yeah, there's no, you can't.
There's not a lot of mileage with Superman. I mean, you gotta.
He doesn't have problems. He's just like, I have to fight you.
The problem with Superman is that you can't establish that he's Superman and then not have him fix everything immediately. Like his, like that movie with the Bryan Singer movie, that would have taken all like 8 minutes. He's fucking Superman. Listen really hard until you hear Lex Luthor and then go get him
and then go
throw him at the sun. You're done. You're just done.
Hooray!
Oh, yeah, the other thing this guy wanted, this John Peters dude, he wanted Sean Penn to play Superman after seeing
That's pretty sweet.
Dead Men Walking because he looked like a caged animal and a killer, and that's how he viewed Superman.
Sweet.
Seriously.
I have the feeling the only Superman this guy ever saw was like a Pez dispenser. He's like, it's Sean Penn, and candy shoots out of his throat.
And he saw the Pez dispenser in prison? It makes me sad that the three of us will never be in Hollywood and make movies happen.
It makes me less sad, actually.
Because we would make kick-ass movies.
Well, but this is what happens, though.
We would cast JFK as the shark in Jaws.
Right, no, that's all good stuff. But this is Hollywood.
I know.
They try to make Superman for 15 years, and people sign on. They're like, oh, I'm going to play Superman. And then it just never happened. Fucking Mummy guy, Brendan Fraser, was Superman for a while. Like, he got the role, and then it just never happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you're right in the standpoint. Like, once, it's like when The Matrix worked until they were like, oh, by the way, you're Jesus.
Yeah, but the Wachowskis fucked that on their own. They made sure that was terrible.
Right, well, because they didn't really write the first one. But
yeah, I know.
The other two, yeah, they fucked up. And I guess that is...
Did they ever have to pay that lady?
I think so. It was all like swept under the rug.
Yeah, I think if there was a settlement, I don't think it was public knowledge. Whoa.
It was kept quiet.
Jesus, it's a hot mic.
Yeah.
It's a real hot mic.
Which is why I'm curious, like, if... And it's kind of funny because I guess, like, stuff like Kick-Ass and Batman and all that stuff works because, yeah, they're totally... They can have their asses handed to them. And I think that's why the Green Hornet is actually going to be good.
That's going to be weird.
It's going to be good.
Seth Rogen...
Well, that's that's weird. Exactly why it'll probably work, just from the standpoint of it's not Superman. Like, he...
Well, that's everything that isn't Superman.
I fucked up. I'm going to reverse, like, the world so I can go back in time, which I'm not sure if that's how that works. But
even before Superman Returns was released, they announced a sequel for a mid-2009 release. And that also
Superman
didn't
Returns
happen.
Didn't make any money.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, that's Hollywood. Like, it's just...
Oh, yeah.
Nothing... It's very difficult to make anything good happen. Like, the more I listen to people that are good that were in bad movies, there isn't a point where you go, oh, this is bad. Like, it just slowly happens over time, and then it either dies in rewrites, or it dies in editing, or it dies in post-production, and you don't really know until it's done that it's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, if a movie's going to die in post, it's still getting released.
No, I'm saying gets bad. Not dies, but gets bad. And I'm saying, like, respectable people that are in super shitty movies, they don't necessarily know they're going to be... No one expects a movie to be super shitty, you know? Like, I listened to an interview with Adam McKay, who's Will Ferrell's production partner and also does Funny or Die, and he was head writer of SNL for a few years when it was really good. And he said that, you know, they didn't get any money to make Anchorman. No one believed in it. Everybody thought it was shit. And then right after it came out, they were allowed to make Talladega Nights because it was successful. And then the guy was like, what about the Land of the Lost? What the fuck happened there? And he's like, I was just a producer on that. I don't know. And it's like, if you take the math, doesn't work. It's like cool producer, Will Ferrell, funny guy, kind of funny, campy 70s show. All right, let's see what happens. And it was just a steaming pile of shit.
It's classic every situation where if you let the artist build it, it'll be good. But then when you let...
Yeah, but there is no artist on that. The people that made that have been probably retired or dead.
Well, no, I'm talking about...
The original Land of the Lost.
I'm talking about in Hollywood in general. Okay. Like you were saying, in Anchorman, you let the artists, like the people who made it, build it, better.
The only reason that works is because no one gave a shit. Only when Hollywood doesn't give a shit about a property does it get to be awesome. And they're like, oh, do that again.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Do just that exactly again
because
right
the minute,
now.
The minute...
But twice as bad.
The minute, like, the minute you get, like, I don't know, like 12 executive producers that are like, Sonny... I've been in this business long enough to know what a good movie.
Number one.
You're just describing my job now.
Number one, giant spider.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Number two, two giant spiders. Number three,
that's what the kids
gay
like
robot.
Era.
I'm done.
You're still describing my job.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay, I finished this level. Looks really cool. Start over. Two gay robots riding giant spiders.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that's why television wins.
Well... Sort of. Speaking of, let's talk about Walking Dead.
I still haven't seen it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I meant to watch it last night, and I ended up playing Rock Band until like 3 in the morning. And it was like,
that was a mistake. I'm still talking about it. I won't spoil anything, but I'm still talking about it.
Well, that's fine, because I want to see it, and I would be watching it right now.
It was AMC's...
you want me to do this faggy show.
It was AMC's highest rated premiere ever.
Yeah.
But here's what's interesting.
Stop it.
You would think that, like...
Cut his mic.
Okay.
52...
Oh, I panned it.
Yeah, there you go.
There. Now he's off. Okay.
Sweet.
So, AMC's highest premiere ever, but you would think that... Matt, can you stop reading the internet?
No.
Turn that off while we talk. God, you're so distractible. Okay, so you would think that, like, Mad Men or... Stop it with your devices. Or Breaking Bad... was like well rated because everyone loves it and it's like they're like the best shows on TV or whatever. Right. A reality show on Discovery or TLC called Swamp People is higher rated than Mad Men.
Hooray!
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I saw one episode of that.
No one watches Mad Men.
Oh, cool. I thought you were gonna say nobody watches Swamp Man. It's like
no, cool people watch it, but that's not a lot of people. And some lady cop show on USA called Rizzoli and Isles
lady
is the
cop.
Number one
lady cop
cable show. And it destroys Mad Men. And it's a procedural, like, two lady cops find a dead body and get the sperm off of it, and then the end.
And then they use it to impregnate themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. Every
time.
Because
they're just two lady cops.
Lady cops, that's what they do. Lady Cops.
That's
looking for the sperm in the crime scene. Lady Cops.
Lady Cops.
This week on Lady Cops. Tampons.
Whoa. Not if they want to get pregnant from corpse sperm. That's not the way to go about that. So anyway,
gotta have your flow.
Walking Dead.
Lady Cops, yeah.
Walking Dead standard scenario. Guy wakes up from a coma. Holy shit, the world got ate by zombies. I have not read the original Frank Darabont graphic novel. Have you read that?
Mm-hmm. No.
I've read some of it. There's a lot to read, though.
Oh, speaking of graphic novels, just real quick, I forgot to tell you, Josh, this guy, John Peters, was also in charge of adapting Sandman for theaters in like the early 2000s.
Oh, God.
So that would have been
nice. No good will ever come of that.
No,
you can't.
It didn't.
That doesn't work on moving pictures. It didn't. Anything. Just, ugh.
Anyway,
ugh.
So anyway, what are you doing?
Nothing.
You're taking the Jimmy hat off your microphone? Yeah.
Jimmy.
So what do you think of Walking Dead?
Yeah, it really, I'm glad that there's a show that we can talk about, finally.
What does that mean?
It's good. It's going to be good. The things they did right was they had the opportunity to just go like, you know what? It's zombies. Let's gore the shit out of this. They didn't. They did it.
Tastefully.
It's hard to say tastefully, first of all. No pun intended.
Right. They did it from the standpoint of like, we're not going to go over the top gore. But we're going to save it.
It was when it was there. It was big,
right? That's what I mean. Like it was done. It was the build up to it, and you're like, oh,
it's kind of like
big payoff.
It's a lot like District 9, where at no point do you go special effects. No, it just looks like they're zombies, and when they get headshot, you're like, oh, that's what would happen. I mean,
right.
It just fits in very well.
Sure.
Now they do the thing.
Doo-doo.
They do. Zombies do. They do the thing where, like 300, where there's a lot of extra digital blood in with the practical blood.
But it works because it's a comic book movie.
It does make everything look cooler, but that's a little distracting. But
no, because the other thing that works really well is like the zombie makeup is really done to amplify what's done in the comic book.
There's two... And there's gradients of zombie. They give you an idea of like when this person might have turned, because someone that maybe turned recently, they're just kind of fucked up, and they're just kind of walking wrong. And then they've got like people that are literally a half a torso dragging themselves for miles.
Sweet.
Well, that was done expertly. That was great.
Talk about how that they're going to that's part of the show is showing the degradation of like the corpse as it walks.
Yeah.
Cause like, you know, the one guy in the suit with the eyes
at
the very end, he's going to be, I guess, a reoccurring zombie, which is kind of weird, but you'll actually see, and there, you can find,
Is that why they focused on his face for a while?
Yeah. And you can see lots of photos of him online with the various stages, I guess, throughout the season that he's going to,
looks like
he's going to get worse and worse.
He
but
forgot
he
to
will
take
show
his
up.
Zombrex.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He's having an outbreak.
That's okay.
You don't play games.
No. Right. I don't care.
That's okay.
I don't care about games.
Good.
There's a reference to a zombie game.
Good.
Oh, good.
Where you even take Zombrex to keep from turning after you've been bitten.
What game is that from?
Where's my money?
Dead Rising 2. You don't get an outbreak of the zombie.
I sure am hungry. But
I like their zombies too. I like that their zombies are mostly slow. They don't seem to be able to go any faster than a normal person.
Are there any like zombie track stars?
Yes.
That would be awesome.
They seem super dumb, which I like.
They followed the most of the zombie
but
rules.
Recently the idea has been to ditch one of the rules. Like in 28 Days Later, they're super fast, like a virus. They only come out at night.
Those aren't zombies.
It was a zombie movie.
It's a zombie movie, but that's a viral outbreak.
And it's a zombie movie, and in
these are undead. Like these are.
Oh my god! The distinction doesn't matter at
all. What I'm saying is there are various zombie rules, and that movie decided to change some of them, and it's been kind of in vogue
there
to change some of them.
There are zombie subgenres, the same way that there are different vampire subgenres,
and most of them are terrible. So the idea, though,
that's true.
I like their zombies. They're slow. They're dumb. When they get a whiff of flesh, they kind of speed up and they're like, "Holy shit, let's go zombie the shit out of this."
I agree.
they show in this that maybe, just maybe, they retain the tiniest bit of their memory or humanity, at least for some amount of time, which they use to devastating effect.
Furious zombie masturbation, or
no, character wise.
Don't spoil it. Just shut up.
They're also
no.
You can tell this movie is, or this show is only making sure that you care about people so it can kill them.
That is
it hasn't done it yet. Oh, but
that is what the comic book is about.
Joss work on it?
It seems very Whedon-y.
Oh, damn
the
it.
Comic book is all about characters and very little about zombies.
Like there, and some of the character work in this, I think, is some of the most interesting stuff I've seen on TV in a long time, because there were points. I won't give away a spoiler, but like the cop has a partner, and there's sort of a flashback. You see him in his woken up state, and then the first half of it really is a flashback of how he got to where he is and figured out there's zombies or whatever.
Yeah, it's so an hour and a half long.
You see some work with his partner in normal life or whatever, and there's just some
which is pretty awesome
character clues dropped that later come back and reveal themselves in a really, really interesting way. That you can already tell in one episode that it's probably some of the best writing on TV.
Well, they've set up a scenario. I mean, and this is from the comic, but they've set up the scenario very well that it only has the opportunity to play itself out really, really good.
Okay, so
and by good you mean horribly, because people are going to die horribly.
Let's stop talking ambiguously about this.
No, no, sure. Because nothing
I'll
happens.
I'll watch it tonight.
Whatever. No, no, no. We're just like literally in general.
Like one of the survivors he meets up with.
Spoilers.
No, it happens immediately.
Well, okay, yeah, it's like the whole comic book is about survivors.
One of the survivors he meets up with in the 45 minutes he was in the episode, you care about him already, and you want him to survive, which means he's definitely dead. There's no way. There's just no way. And I think maybe Whedon has us predisposed to understand that is going to happen.
It may be a
like,
little
oh,
different.
I like you. Your death is going to be horrible.
Yeah, no, they're going to make us love people for like five episodes and then make them zombies and then make someone have to kill them.
Interestingly, because I'm going through Buffy with Jeff right now, he was just introduced to Angelus.
Okay.
And
you're that soon on... Oh.
It's in season two.
Season two, okay. Yeah.
And we're about to say goodbye to Miss Calendar.
Who's
probably... Yeah, but it's nice for Giles to get some, so we like Miss Calendar.
Yeah, he never gets a whole... There's that black girl, but he never gets a whole lot more
Kendra.
Kendra? No, not Kendra. He had a girlfriend for like one episode.
Oh, yeah.
She came in from London, they fucked, and she left.
There's a black Kendra?
Yeah. What?
It's all that high twitch muscle fiber.
So anyway, but yeah,
I give it aces.
Walking Dead, I give four missing jaws out of four because it was good. I have a complaint though. I actually have a massive complaint.
Of course,
you do. And I don't think they could make the show without doing this. So I'm not really faulting it because I still really enjoyed it. But the main guy, the cop, he is a dumb son of a bitch. He is maybe the dumbest guy that realizes he is involved
in
a zombie
apocalypse.
No. First of all, they show you in the episode that he has like police training, survival training. He walks into totally like he's like, okay, I get it. There are zombies. I get it. I understand the situation I'm in. I understand the reality of it. The gravity. I've seen them do their thing. I've seen them eat people. This is bad. And I've got a bag full of guns. Then he zips it up and throws it on his back and then zombies run out and he's like, oh shit, I don't have a gun in my hand cocked and loaded ready to kill a zombie. I'm just dirt. Like, and that kind of thing happens maybe six times where he's like, well, there's probably not going to be any zombies here, so I'm probably safe. Oh shit, there's 1,000 zombies. Like, and that kind of keeps happening.
You are never allowed to write a show.
Well, I get that he has to wander into places where he's not prepared, I guess. But I think if you're going to spend that much time developing characters, then you're going to say, this guy's a cop. This guy knows that humans are dangerous. He knows zombies are dangerous. He's not going to walk into an unprepared situation with his gun like unloaded and in his sock and the bullets are back in his car. And it's just that betrays the character you've already set up. I think they need to stop doing that.
I think you're looking too deep for problems.
If Josh had already seen it, I could tell you exactly why he was a dumbass. But there were like four major dumbass mistakes. I watched fucking Zombieland, and the kid that starts Facebook has got a better game plan for how to deal with zombies than this veteran cop.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, but I think it's just, it's part of the whole, I mean, they're two genres, right? Like, Zombieland is making fun of the fact of all the movies we've seen, whereas The Walking Dead is
Zombieland is post-zombie. Like Scream, where everybody in Scream knows the rules of the game, so that they have to be smarter than
it. Right. In The Walking Dead, it's almost like this guy's like, I almost can't really accept the fact that this is happening. It's happening, I understand that, but I can't believe that this is actually happening.
Sure, it would be a shock.
Like, you still wouldn't know how to deal with it.
At the same time, you've got a bag full of guns. Keep one of them out.
Either way. I mean, I'm just saying.
Be ready to headshot a zombie.
But if you try to put you... This goes back to the whole, like, if you were in this situation, what would you do? And you say that you would do all these things.
You put the gun in your own mouth and problem solved.
Right.
Yeah.
Boom.
Like, that comes up in the episode.
No, I would think, because it's like, what would you do? And you're like, stay locked up in my
Better yet, what would Jesus do?
It's like, I would stay locked up in my own house. And you're like, well, that's a boring show.
Jesus is one of them.
That's right. He's their leader. Well, I mean...
Thank you, Jesus!
For the brains!
We about to eat.
You want to break brains with me? There's that story about when zombie Jesus fed the masses with just one brain and one liver. And
just
kept dividing it. Anyway, do you have any final thoughts on Walking Dead?
Other than
your solid recommendation?
Watch it, but you don't read... I would actually recommend you don't read the comic. Like, don't try to
read
it.
Well, not now.
Yeah, don't try to read the comic and go like, oh, I'm going to read it and try it.
Yeah, people have been commenting to me like, oh, you're going to be so pissed when you see what happens. And I'm like, well, that's assuming, A, they even follow the comic completely. But Frank Darabont is directing this.
They are going to break off at a certain point.
Oh, Frank Darabont's directing
it? Yeah, he is actually directing
it. Oh, shit. I would have watched it like last year on a torrent or something if I knew that.
Yeah, I think if you're super enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, you can.
There's four episodes out already somewhere.
Yeah. Some people at work already watched all of it.
All of it? Like, mm-hmm. How many episodes?
I think there's only like six, or it's going to be like an initial miniseries, and I guess they'll go from there.
Oh, I hope it just keeps making.
I don't know.
But I don't know. Like, it's a really expensive show to just keep making.
Well, it's one of those things where, like I said, like, the effects are good.
As soon as it starts looking like an episode of Buffy, it's over.
The effects are good and the effects are understated. So by the time you walk into an abandoned city, you realize it's expensive because there are no abandoned cities. Right. So it was probably pretty goddamn expensive.
Maybe it was shot in Detroit.
You know, there could be a zombie thing going on there. We wouldn't even know.
No.
They'd probably still be making cars. GM would be fine. All right, we'll be right back.
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on.
Whoa, what was that?
Was this that you bringing that shit in?
Oh.
Probably, yes. You idiot.
This is our final segment for the show. We're going to finish out the show with your questions. Questions and calls for our mail sack.
Yeah.
Not live. Just
an aside.
Sir?
Your spiraling friends should totally get that song up on Rock Band Network, because they should do that.
They're not so much a band anymore.
Well, so whoever has that stuff.
Well, they've... Yeah, they haven't really been together in like over a year, I think. The main guy, Tom Brislin, that wrote that song and is the singer and keyboard player, he's going to be releasing new music soon. So I will hype that up when it's available. One quick thing before we finish this out. I listen to a lot of other podcasts while I work, and one of them is a show called Jordan Jesse Go, which the guy from Sound of Young America, Jesse Thorne, does with a friend of his. Jordan Morris. On the last episode, they were talking about their San Francisco Giants being in some sort of sport contest with a team from Texas. No idea what that's about, but I believe them.
Don't act like you don't know.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
But then he talks about how lost. When there's two like mayors of cities and their teams are like in the World Series or something, they offer a friendly wager, and it's like if you win, it's like if Philadelphia wins, we'll send you a cheesesteak. And if, you know, Las Vegas wins, we'll send you a hooker or something. I don't know. So they talked about how if San Francisco won, they would something something, but and if Texas won, they're like, oh, but there's no podcast from Texas. There's no podcast from Austin or Dallas. So here's what I say. Here's what I say to you, Fancy Bastard Nation. Call them 206-984-4386 and let them know that there is a podcast from Dallas, Texas.
And have them listen to the extra content, which...
No.
Yep.
Turn off the car salesman. But I encourage you to let them know that there is indeed a podcast.
With extra content.
In Dallas, Texas.
Live. From north of Dallas.
206-984-4FUN is live. Their number. Live. It's not live.
Oh.
Via tape delay.
Anyway. Their audience is only about 20 to 30 times what ours is. So
whatever.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
No, it's not.
Oh.
You know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow's the Wootstock.
Oh, yeah.
The Wootstocking.
What time do we have to be there? 7 or 8 or...
Well, here's what's funny.
Oh, no.
All the tickets are in Daniel's name, yeah. So until he gets there, you can't get in. And then even after he does, I guess he has to get them, and he's going to have to, like, come out and give them to people as they arrive.
Right.
So you need to, like, get in contact with him.
But we all have... They're all assigned seating, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's but they're Daniel? All in his name.
Who's That's Daniel?
Fine. God damn yeah. it.
So,
is that the guy who sounds like me?
Vaguely. He's the guy that played the part yeah. of you last
Talks
time.
A little bit quieter.
Yeah. So,
but that's just tomorrow. As infrequently.
That's going to be so fucking awesome. We've got...
How late is that supposed to go?
24/7.
They can go late.
We'll be there until the morning.
I don't know how long it goes. I know it's supposed to be roughly 3 hours, but All it's right. gone longer.
You might want to bring a breakfast burrito.
No, they've got food at the Granada. It's terrible, but they've got it.
Breakfast burrito.
They have giant ass cookies the size of your head.
Ass cookies?
Mm-hmm. Ass cookies. Giant ass cookies. Huh. They, Delicious. We've got Pollen Storm. We've got Adam Savage from Mythbusters doing just whatever he wants to do. Sometimes it's stand up, sometimes he sings I Will Survive in the voice of Gollum.
Interesting.
What?
I'm just telling you what he does. And we've got Paul F. Tompkins playing the part of Will Wheaton, which is going to be fantastic. I can't wait.
Wait, really?
Yes.
He came back even after the,
Yeah, even after that Dallas show.
That weird.
That really bizarre show where not enough people came, and then he had to eject people from the audience for being super rude.
Yeah.
That was a very uncomfortable situation. So anyway, this will go up after Wootstock Dallas. Wootstock Austin's actually tonight. But I say call in to us, not to the other number. Call in 2036-FANCY-B and
Big
tell us
crackin' deal.
If you were at Wootstock Austin or Dallas, or any of the other ones for that matter.
Or sing anything, a song.
If anything magical happened.
Hey, piano guy, play a song.
And that guy needs to call back. The guy with the piano, you didn't call this week. What the fuck? So we're going to go ahead and take your calls and questions. I have an idea for next week's calls.
What are we doing, mail, or what are we doing?
Well, hang on. When you call in 2036-FANCY-B, I want to hear your geek arguments, and we're going to decide. You and your buddy... Have a geek argument, you know, Kirk versus Picard. Kirk. And it's Picard. Right. And we're going to decide a majority vote, but I get 3 votes. So, you know, I don't know how that's going to work.
Kirk isn't French.
Picard's British by way of France. I mean, they're practically next door to each other. So that's going to be our topic for next week. Geek arguments that you just can't convince. And I don't want it to be between you and the world. I don't want it to be like, I've always thought this, but other... I want it to be between two people. Like, and I think this, my wife thinks this, and I'm right.
Please, please, no Batman versus Superman series.
None of that shit. And keep it specific. I don't want vagaries like Star Wars versus Star Trek. Like, we're not going to do that.
It's clear.
Just want to leave it at that?
The obvious answer,
Is Firefly, sure.
The obvious answer is very clear.
The obvious answer is Firefly, sure, absolutely. So let me go ahead and pull up the mail sack questions, Eli, if you would grace us. Couldn't love that anymore. This is from Twitter user Hungary_pirate. This is for you two, because I don't know anything about video games. In the new Call of Duty, fighting zombies?
Yeah.
Are Nixon and JFK.
Yep. Sure.
And
Robert McNamara and Fidel Castro are the four playable characters. Completely serious.
Like
they took every retarded drunk and like, hey, wouldn't it be awesome if we put this in the game? And then they actually did it.
Wow. Oh, that's because they've made 14 Call of Duty games. And
this is like technically this is Call of Duty 7.
Yeah, that's too many.
But then there have been other spinoffs that they haven't counted, so it probably is like the 11th or 12th.
Well, his question is, what is your ideal zombie hunting team?
Team?
Yeah, you're putting together characters from history.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Harlem Globetrotters, what year? Like mid-70s, late-70s?
The one with Curly.
Whichever one, whenever they were on...
Bubblegum Tate.
Right. Whenever they were on Scooby-Doo, that...
That team. Okay, that team. Scooby-Doo cartoon Harlem Globetrotters.
Right.
Would... And the...
Gwent from Jaws.
And Mysteries Incorporated? Incorporated?
No, no.
No? Kids Incorporated.
K-I-D-S-Z-O-M-B-Brain! Fergie!
That was weird. She was on there.
It's like Chinese food. They'll be hungry again.
Hey, remember when...
Speaking of, I...
Remember when she was a thing?
Fergie?
Yeah, remember when people gave a shit about the Black Eyed Peas?
You know that they still, like, have $1 trillion from...
Yeah, whatever.
Like, number one singles.
I'm sure they've got all that jillions of dollars, but at least they're not as culturally relevant as they used to be.
Yeah.
I would go with the Black Eyed Peas so that they could all die. Like, I would specifically give them unloaded shotguns.
Interesting. Like, no,
and I'd be like, no, go, Will I Am.
No, I've said this before.
Shoot Zombie Am.
I've said this before. It needs to be the Mythbusters.
Actually, you might be onto something.
That would
there.
Be entertaining to watch from, like, a mousetrap sort of way.
Right. Because,
well, for Josh, it would be entertaining to watch from a masturbatory standpoint.
Well, because, whatever.
Yeah, because.
Oh, dude, Hot Guys in Danger. Oh, God, it gets me off. Oh my God!
In danger.
Because one of them
like
will make
mortal peril, and it's just like fucking pop off.
One of them will make.
There appears to be zombies coming.
One of them,
what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Laser dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of them will make efficient weapons, and the other one will just make it fun.
And
like
at the
he's
end,
like, this is how you actually.
Yeah,
would.
But in the end, Adam's dead, and Jamie is standing on top of 10,000 dead zombie corpses.
Yeah, well, because they finish it by detonating the building as they exit the back.
Right.
No, see what happens is they lose Grant, Tori, and girl.
Because nobody cares about them anymore.
No, they lose them on the small scale. they're like, look, we got to kill these zombies. So you guys make some models and. Okay, we lost those guys. All right, time for the full scale. But they don't actually beat them until they do the overblown Mythbusters ending, where they fill the entire city full of dump trucks full of dynamite.
Right.
They just somehow manage to nuke the planet from orbit. That's,
well, yeah, for a while there, they're trying to tune in all these Archimedes death ray mirrors. But, you know, it's just not working. It just doesn't work.
That would be my...
That's actually a better answer than I was expecting.
Mythbusters and
especially
Quint
from
Jaws.
What?
Quint. Yeah.
Quint. Okay.
Yeah, from Jaws.
And JFK the shark on your team.
No. Well.
Era bite.
But then we have to we're dragging him along on a trailer. We have to constantly dump water on him to just keep
it's
him.
Era.
Just keep pouring water over his gills.
Over my gills, Era, please.
Skin is drying out.
We bite these zombies not because they are hard. Because they are trying to eat our guts and our brains.
And
we watched that movie.
Well, speaking of headshots.
And that's it.
There's a corollary there.
Are you making a dick joke?
Was JFK a zombie?
You said a thing about dicks.
No, they took him out like a fucking zombie.
Oh. So when you were pointing at your dick while you
no,
were talking
I was
about
doing
headshots,
like a gun shooting
were... okay.
at my dick.
I was like, you were doing like this.
I don't know. I'm just flailing my arms wildly. That's a good
point. Oh, and Michael J. Fox two machetes.
Current Michael J. Fox.
No, Michael J. Fox with like a really good machine gun, like big clip. Like you'll pretty much just everything that way will
just
die.
Spray. Spray and shake.
Yeah.
Shake and spray.
That's what happens when I eat there.
That's my team.
Let's see if we had any other questions. Oh, this was actually our first entrance, and this is almost This is almost not going to work. Let's see if we can do this without it being impossible. This is from impossible to pronounce Twitter name, Heimdall Shorn. Thanks. Sure.
Shorn Hyman? What?
Yeah. Shaven and Shorn Hyman. Death Star versus Borg Cube. He wanted to get in our nerd debates. This is an argument between he and his friends. Death Star versus Borg Cube. I would say the Borg Cube is highly maneuverable. The Death Star seemed kind of slow.
Oh, it's not really... So, yeah.
And okay. Game over.
But it's not a small moon.
But it's the Death Star can blow up a planet.
Yeah.
Like that's a solid planet?
That's
which seems
no
like
cube.
Actually, it is a cube.
Oh, okay.
How big is the cube, though? Like,
it's pretty big.
If you look at the scale, if you know how big the Enterprise was, it's like 200 times larger than the Enterprise. It's pretty fucking
big.
Which
is still probably
about smaller than the planet.
1,000 times smaller than a small moon, which is the Death Star.
Okay, I guess we need to see scale.
Yeah, because the Death Star, way bigger.
But a tiny Borg sphere could start assimilating the Death Star almost immediately.
Sure.
Three Borg could jump onto that thing, and half of it would be green and black in 6 minutes.
But they're
already
clones, so, I mean...
They'd make some good Borg. They're already trained, too.
I think you just turn off the cloneness of them.
Going with just the scale alone, like...
We don't know, though.
If the Borg... Because the Borg firing their little tiny lasers, like, they don't have the force. They're not going to hit the fucking exhaust port, like, blah, blah, blah.
Here's the problem, though. Are we talking TNG Borg or Voyager-era Borg? Because Voyager-era Borg were a lot more powerful than TNG-era Borg.
And sexier.
They were sexier. That Borg queen showed up in Voyager a couple of times.
Yeah.
That hot bitch with nothing below the neck. She's like a little wormy spine.
Does that do it?
Are you trying to look this up, Eli?
I'm trying to find some.
I bet you're not going to find it.
Anyway. Thank you. I'm going to go Death Star.
I'm going to say Borg.
I'm going to go Death Star because that specifically has to reference the original series of Star Wars.
Sure.
Which is better, period.
Seemed like it took a long time for their weapon to fire up.
Okay.
Yeah, well, no, but during Return of the Jedi, they had that thing picking chips out of the...
900 kilometers in diameter. So
for the Death Star?
Somebody write that down.
900 kilometers for the Death Star?
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
And the Borg Cube.
Oh, wow, that actually showed up.
What are you doing?
Oh, really? Size of Borg Cube? Come on, faster, Eli, faster.
Hang on, dude. Your internet's slow.
Faster, Eli, kill. No, it's not.
Okay, here we go.
I got fat pipes.
Wikipedia size. Oh, great.
What?
It's metric.
Yeah.
It says big ass.
It's standard.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, what is it?
All right.
And actually, it is. It's just big. It's
we have to defer this.
The only unified.
Until.
Just give us the fucking number.
There's no number.
Well, what the.
Okay, so now I want to know...
The little sidebar over there, is there anything in there?
Nope.
Listen, these were posted to Twitter on #HEPodcast. If you have the answer of which is bigger, that may help us decide for next week.
Oh, this number sizes the length, width, and height dimension of over 3 kilometers.
900 kilometers in diameter for the Death Star?
Versus 3.
3 kilometers. Yeah,
but one
of those things has the power to destroy a planet.
Yeah, but
and I guarantee
the other one of those things has the power to take that thing over almost immediately.
It has to touch it first.
That one single X-wing got right up in that thing's business, flew up its asshole.
Sure.
So,
yep, Death Star. Plus, they have a
single X-wing did, but if they're gonna send.
They could send
No. Because it's a drone. It's not a drone versus the Death Star. It's the cube versus the Death Star.
Smash the cube. Collision course. First of all, the cube can travel at warp speed.
It'll blow it up.
Warp speed. It could warp. It could do a Picard maneuver. It could warp in, jump, warp 10 feet away, beam over, because they do not have transporter technology, beam over, and start assimilating that bastard before they even get the weapon
online.
Then they
turn off the clones, and...
That doesn't make any sense. Okay. Those words you're saying aren't real words.
They turned off... They can turn off the clones...
Whatever.
At a universal breaker switch. Plus, the Death Star probably has a gift shop.
If you want to weigh in on this... If you want to weigh in on this,
yeah,
let's go pound HE podcast
or
call
the Death Star.
Call 203-6 Fancy B. I'm going to go ahead and pull up our
Death Star.
Yeah, you're
my voice is my passport.
Oh, I want to watch that right now. I'm going to pull up our calls. We only had one or two calls. I feel bad. There was a call last week.
Oh, wait. We're not doing that.
Go ahead. Play it again. I don't care. I want to hear it.
Wait for the call, right?
Go. Just do it now.
Now?
Do it.
Like right now.
Like right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
There was a call last week that was really good, or that was about a local guy called and wanted to know the best burger joint in Dallas, and we actually spent a lot of time talking about it, but it was in the post show.
Oh yeah,
so
you got to pay for that.
So, dude, sorry we didn't answer your call on the free stream, but if you really want to know the answer, we didn't get to it into the post show, and it's available for any donation amount or preferably a donation subscription.
Did we actually make a definitive like?
No, we just talked about a bunch of really good burger joints in the Dallas
area. So if his answer was, or if his question was, what is the best? We did not actually answer that. You should totally
pretty.
Pay for,
that's pretty subjective.
You
should
the correct pay answer money for our non-answer.
Death Star burger joint.
Yeah.
Well, they probably got like a promenade with a food court.
900 kilometers, really? I'm still thinking about that. That's fucking huge.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
How big was Endor?
More
Earth that
size.
Was a big planet.
It was Earth size.
Yeah, we're having that problem in our game currently. Size is big. It's if we just pull the audio, it's really big.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
it makes everything else look
guy
really
from Dallas.
Small.
Thanks for calling. We did answer your question. So let's get to our first call.
Jesus.
But you gotta pay for it.
Well, I'm not saying he does. I'm saying if anyone
but
wants to
if
know,
if you pay for it, you get that sweet song that you'll miss. Only on paid.
I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. God. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. Let's play this one.
Secrets. Exclusive.
Hi, Canadian suicide suspects in the last podcast here again.
What
my question
mean?
To the panel
Ooh,
is,
thank you,
what
caller.
Is the weirdest forum you've ever been on?
Weirdest forum.
That's
closing,
a great caller.
From an alternate universe. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know if they're laced with roofies.
I don't know what that means, but he is doing a Kennedy voice, which seems apropos for today's episode.
It is. Thanks for calling in, caller. Are you still there, caller? Hello?
Identify yourself next time.
He may have killed himself, actually.
Hello? What, was the suicide reference?
This is live, right?
Because last week, you kept talking about, like, we're going to get the call, and he's going to be like, I hate my life. Boom!
Oh, right. Then, okay. Yeah, sure. But, why not?
So
weirdest forum. I'm going to defer this one to Josh.
Forum.
Yeah.
I can only... Let's call it internet community. Weirdest internet community.
Oh. And we have a theme song for it. No, I'm just kidding.
We just need the suck it part.
Go ahead.
We don't need the rest of that.
I don't know. I mean, I was a full-on like goon member for a while.
Something awful? That doesn't count. Everyone
it's probably
has
been
dabbled.
My most profitable.
Everyone dabbles in that in college.
I mean, there's always like 4chan and like and B.
That's not really weird, though, is it?
Dude...
No, I mean, it's weird, but it's normal weird.
No.
Okay, so let's...
No, it's
sub question.
Like, it's like
what's the weirdest goddamn weird. Thing you've ever seen on that forum?
Oh, God, I don't know. It's been a while.
It's been a while since I can...
Yeah, I was on a Creed forum, and been a while...
Oh, oh that's actually Stained.
Whatever, it's all the same.
It is all the same.
Yeah, that...
Man, I never really got into a bunch of forums. I'll tell you, I told this story about the weirdest thing that ever happened to me on a forum when I posted my third comic about Lost, and I said that somebody was going to get raped by a polar bear,
right?
And they flagged it, and like, rape is never funny. It was like, polar bears is pretty goddamn funny.
You should actually Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
That's a comedy, right?
It's a comedy. Fucking laugh a minute.
Do they call...
Rape a minute?
Do you call like Canadian hairy gays polar bears?
No.
Why not? That seems like a wasted opportunity.
You're
How about
an
woodchucks?
Idiot.
That's a wasted opportunity, right?
No.
Chuck Wood?
A polar bear is a bear who is generally older, whose hair has
white hair. Okay, good.
Term already reserved for something. I was just saying
it needs to be used. I thought you were saying it wasn't used at all.
Oh, no, absolutely.
So are Canadians.
We have fucking panda bears if you're like, you know, one of the Asians.
Chinese.
Oh, so they maple bear.
Most of them don't have.
Are they maple bears?
Doesn't seem like that works.
It's rare.
It's a maple bear.
What about koala? Australian bears? Are they koalas?
Never heard that.
Because they're not really bears. Koalas aren't bears. They're marsupials.
What about a Sasquatch?
Technically, though, there are other denominations, as it were. There are wolves and otters.
Wait a second. Otters?
Premium content.
Otters?
Because I want to do this in special.
What makes you a gay otter? Okay, do you break clams on your stomach? And...
No. No, I have to see if I can. Cause
you
it's
float.
All...
You float on your back and you smash rocks on clams, and then you're
right. No, I have to remember this. A wolf is could be considered a bear, but they're skinny generally, but they're still hairy.
Okay.
The otter.
I see, because wolves are spelt.
Right.
Okay. Sure.
I forgot. I think otter was like
otters live in huts underwater. They're aquatic mammals.
I have to fucking look it up now.
You have a secret,
I'm going to Google search
secret gay dictionary?
Yeah. No, I'm Google searching for gay otter.
Wow.
I can't wait.
And then it's like, in the San Diego Zoo, two male otters have pair bonded, having a wedding.
Where did that bear come from?
I think maybe gay and otter or wolf have, and otter are interchangeable.
I think you made that up. And
I did not make that up.
Ferrets are homeless gays.
There's actually... No. It was fucked up. In Minneapolis, there actually is an otter bar. And I was like, what?
I don't get it.
It was weird. It seemed awfully specific.
Yeah. Marmots are scraggly homeless gays with meth addictions.
Marmot.
Gerbils are... Gerbils are just gerbils that you put up your ass and...
Yeah, okay, so apparently wolves and otter are interchangeable.
I don't like that. Are you on, like, a Urban Dictionary?
No, it's...
Urban Gay Dictionary?
About.com. I've looked it up at a couple different places.
Well, are there any other good names?
Bears, cubs, bald otters, eagles. Wolves.
That's for America.
When do you graduate from cub to bear? Do you have to be like 40?
Is there wallabies?
I'm working on it.
Okay. Oh, it's a size issue.
It's both.
I see. Age or and neither. Size.
Age and
There's an equation.
There's no definition.
There's an equation.
It's whatever you feel comfortable calling yourself.
Y equals MX plus bear.
Wow, really? Oh, hey. I think I know that guy.
All right, never mind. Does that answer your question? No. Okay, let's move on.
Apparently Bruins? I don't know what the fuck that means.
Is there anything as simple as like black bear? Like black bear?
That's too obvious.
Sure.
I guess. I don't know. Or like great North American grizzly.
Yeah. Does it work?
Appalachian.
What a bobcat.
Brown back.
I think I have to leave now.
Can I be like a brown bear?
Be like a circus bear.
No.
Oh, like, is there a subgenre of, like, tricycle or unicycle riding bears? Like, circus bears?
Yes.
Okay, good. Does Eli qualify?
No. They're actually the...
I think I do.
Eli was just gay...
The circus bears are the ones that actually have the balloon fetishes.
Oh, okay.
I'm, like, 30 pounds over.
Does Eli straight up qualify if Eli was gay? Is he bear status?
Look at these hands.
He's got hobbit hands. You gotta admit.
No, I have hobbit hands.
No, I'm from a hairiness standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
I have hobbit feet.
All right, next caller.
Hey, Hank and Podcast. So glad to have you guys back. Joel,
shut up.
Question for you. Have you ever had a quest for a
are you mean?
Sketch that was so offensive you refused to do it?
Ooh.
All right. Loving the Uncut Podcast in the vault. For the
He makes a good point.
Yeah.
He makes a good point about spending money to keep my food on my table for my child.
And for that...
Really?
Mail sack!
Suck it!
Thank you, Jesus!
So, I like that tag on the end of that.
Yeah.
The most... I've never been asked to draw something so offensive that I wouldn't draw it.
There was one that you were like, this is stupid.
I've been asked to do stupid things, not offensive.
Well, yeah, I guess.
The most offensive thing I've ever drawn was in Josh's book.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that was...
That was magical. That is canon.
Yeah, that had anyone else asked for it,
Comic Josh's cock
have done
is
it.
Huge.
No, Josh said, in my book, I want the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, like, what's it called, the creation of Adam or whatever, with a specific gay porn star as God, and me as Adam.
Right. Me being me.
But those were his only requirements. Right. And I made it the most offensive thing I've ever drawn.
Oh, God.
His dick was
like a foot and a half long.
It was like a salami. It was like one of those summer sausage like that you get in the... Hang on.
It's canon now.
Can you see on their podcast how big around my fingers are? What's this big around?
The Death Star. 900.
Josh's dick?
A grapefruit.
Okay, circumference of a grapefruit, foot and a half long at least. Draped over his leg and then like folded down onto the cloud that he's laying on. And of course, touching fingers with the giant gay man inside the cloth brain thing that he's in. So I made that the most offensive thing I've ever drawn. Had anyone else asked for that, I probably wouldn't have done it.
Right.
I definitely would have done it, though. I probably would have. Absolutely.
I did not ask for anything that graphic.
Sure. But I think you expected it to be nude. And possibly with a boner.
It wasn't the nudity that was surprising.
Possibly shooting sperms into the heavens.
Right.
But,
well, that's where the clouds came from.
Well, that's... I mean, if you read Genesis, that is where clouds came from. Yeah, so...
Book one of three Genesis?
Earth is the cracker, and God... Wait,
and
what?
God said, let there...
And
need,
God said...
I need the voice... I need the FX voice in order to do that.
I can't do that.
Yeah, we're
sorry.
Not doing that now.
Not going to help you with that. Mm. Can't help you with that. So,
I just thought of something.
Of course you did. Now he thought of it, so we'll get the effects. Yeah.
Hello. And yea, though they did feast upon the jisms, the beasts of the land and the fowl of the sky.
The beasts.
And the fishes of the sea.
Fish. Men.
Sperms.
Mandom.
Mandom. And sperm.
That's more tribal than godly.
Godliness.
Glenness. Requiem. Sperm.
Can we get out of the bathroom
anyway,
now?
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I think that answers his question.
What was the question?
What was going on?
What was the actual question?
Something about drawing offensive.
Caller, are you still there, caller?
I think it was, did you ever draw Josh's dick so big you couldn't believe it? And the answer is yes.
That is a good question, caller.
Last call, and then we're done.
Yo, what's up, man? You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
No, we are doing We know job. Because we do it.
I had mailed in a long time ago regarding Harry Potter and if we would do better as a TV series. And I just want to stress that point again. Now that they're releasing the last movie, albeit to make more money, but they're releasing this last movie.
In theory.
Conspiracy, it sounds like.
In theory.
That point that I feel
conspiracy.
Anyway, it goes on for a little bit longer, but the gist of his call is that he thinks that Harry Potter as a whole would have been better as like a 20-episode miniseries.
I won't say wrong to that.
But it sort of is if you add up all the hours of the movies.
Well, actually, that's close. I guess it's like 3 hours a movie, so it's going to be 21 hours.
Yeah.
Does
that satisfy the qualification?
The problem is, though, that were it a miniseries, that, or even if it was like a TV show that went on for a couple of seasons or whatever, you'd get a whole lot more character minutiae, which could be cool.
All the elf stuff, all of
the effects would be way the fuck worse.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awful.
And when you finally get to, like, badass wizard battle, it would just be meh.
It'd be like a BBC adaptation.
Right.
Like, did you ever see the BBC version of Hitchhiker's Guide?
Yes.
No.
You never saw that? Are you serious? It's 8 hours. It's pretty faithful to the story. Zaphod Beeblebrox's extra head is just the kind of a papier-mâché head.
Oh, just
kind of
glued. There.
No, it's glued to the side of his neck, and cool. It just kind of wobbles. And every once in a while, it'll turn towards the camera and go like... It's like a mannequin head. It's a horrible. And it was made in like the 90s.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It looks like Punky Brewster.
P-
Like the same level of effects used in Punky Brewster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also,
well, you know those. You know those pigtails were.
Do you remember
ILM?
I watched Punky Brewster, but do you remember the cartoon that came out?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she has a magical elf friend named that, like, Glomer.
Cleans her room and shit. It was the fucking 80s.
It's a genie. Could do anything. It had nothing to do with Punky Brewster.
It was Punky. 80s.
Yeah, everybody was high.
Punky, your room looks horrible. I'll have my magical gnome fix it. The end. Anyway. If you want to call in, if you have a question for us that needs any kind of arbitration or decision, feel free, 203-6-FANCY-B, or post your questions for the mail sack to HE Podcast on Twitter, pound HE Podcast, in closing, because we are pretty much done here.
Yeah.
You've heard us talk throughout this episode about the premium content in the vault. What we're trying to do is get up to 300 subscription donations to keep the podcast up and running. This is definitely close to a full-time additional job, if not definitely a part-time job for me. So to keep it going, it would be super awesome if it in some way helped pay the bills. And sure thing, man. Don't forget, call Jordan Jesse Go, 206-984-4FUN, and tell him there is a podcast in Dallas. If you want to support Hijinks Ensue, head on over to podcast.hijinksensue.com, click on donations, and read about the donation options that you have. You can sign up for any amount and get access to the vault. You will get post shows for 40 or 50 some odd episodes. You will get what?
I'll keep going.
What? I don't need you to play anything else.
That doesn't mean you won't.
I have to put the ending theme in post because it has to end at a certain spot. So anyway. You'll also get the uncut versions for all the shows since we've returned. If you guys are enjoying that, please make comments. Let me know that you enjoy it, because it is a lot of work, and if you're liking it, I'm happy to keep doing it. I will say, maybe one of the funniest, weirdest things we've ever done on this show happens in the uncut version of this episode. I'm just a little teaser there. I don't know what's going to be in the post show, but there will be one. So anyway,
maybe a skit about otters and bears, and
I just think more voices will be involved. I think there'll be more Darth American Vader Eagles. Voices, more Barry White voices.
Neil, I definitely need to get back to more voices so that I can sit here and not do anything.
We're getting there.
That should just be the post show this time.
So anyway, check out the donations and get access to vault.hijinksensue.com. There's also a bunch of comic stuff in there. I post the comics before they're finished. I post writing stuff, desktop backgrounds, but if you're really into the podcast, there's many, many hours of additional podcast content. The uncut versions just have sort of the bullshitting between segments that we do, which, I don't know, you may find more entertaining than the actual show, so feel free to check that out. Let me just look at my list, make sure we got everything here.
It's really more
offensive. Oh yeah, and it's 300 subscribers. We're trying to get to by the end of the year. Last episode, we were at 101. I haven't tallied yet, but I think we're at like 110. So it's creeping. It's creeping there. Will we get to 300? I don't know. I hope so. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Hijinks Ensue Podcast. Tell your friends. Give us a review on iTunes if you like the show. From what I hear, that can help us. And you guys want to say anything else?
No, I'm good.
You've just been reading the internet for like 25 minutes anyway.
Whatever.
You fart?
No. I did have some nasty ass Taco Bell, though. I'm gonna go break your toilet. Modern life is much too hard with no jetpack.